From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The Outer Banks took a good licking here. This is about as hard as they've been hit in a long time. And they're withstanding it fairly well, but we just got to get in here and make sure we do our part.
You know, I mean, it's so hard to believe that that much happened last night. Because you wake up today and it's gorgeous outside, and then you ride around and see all this devastation everywhere.
Mr. Grasso and the board did the right thing. And they did the right thing by the millions of Americans who invest in the New York Stock Exchange and rely on it to be open, fair, and transparent.
He definitely deserves money for doing what he did, but the kind of money, I think, is a question. I mean, $140 million is something I'll never see.
A panel of three liberal judges, all appointed by Democrats, are asking us to believe that the very voting systems that were used in the last election to elect Gray Davis aren't good enough for the election to remove Gray Davis.
Whenever the election is held, I hope that everyone who wants to vote has the opportunity. I hope that every vote that is cast is actually counted. And I hope that as many votes as possible result in the determination of this election, because the more people who vote, the more legitimate the results.
My name is Wes Clark. I am from Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm here to announce that I intend to seek the presidency of the United States of America.
When I am president of the United States, I will fight for the people my father worked with in this mill. They are the heart and soul of America, and we need a president that will stand up for those people. That is what this presidential race is about.